if Ellen DeGeneres is 56 years old,
she's a cover girl.
And Vera is 57. And Big Fatty is 57. Why does Ellen look so much better than them?
Maybe she has a deal with the devil or something.
I'm just saying. Big Fatty, you know, doesn't look. I mean, if you were to stand Ellen DeGeneres and Big Fatty next to each other and you were to say, you know, well, like guess their age, I would be like, well, it's this young lady and her grandpa have shown up here. I'm assuming that's.
Well, okay. I want to say, look at Ellen DeGeneres' neck.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
She's a cover girl.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1650 of the BFO for Thursday, the 22th of May, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got a list, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Buddy, we hear it. Hello, benefiters. Big Buddy, what does that mean? I'll tell you in a minute. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I tell you what, this week is just scooting. It's like your dog with an itchy butt. It's just scooting across the rug. Big Freddy Vogel. But anyway, y'all, it was really a very good day in the coal mine today. Big Fatty got, Big Fatty is kind of leading the charge on Big Fatty, we don't know, on the retirement party for the Orange Hat there in the coal mine. And got the invitations, y'all, I gotta tell you, I couldn't do it without old Veda and Larry Cly. They go team. Yes, Big Fatty, go team. Got the invitations all printed up and the envelopes addressed and stuffed. Y'all, it's lovely. It's lovely to have that done. And y'all, the details are falling into place, and it's just going to be lovely. And if people don't like them, I'm just going to say, fuck them. Just fuck them. Big Fatty, such language. Okay, well, fuck them. Much better, Big Fatty. So there you have it. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. I'm not going to comment. Until probably on tomorrow's little show about the outcome of the big run and the dancing. And, plus if I wait till fall right, I can comment about the Survivor also, but I'm gonna hold my tongue. But anyway. Oh, God. I've got a list here today, I think probably the most important thing of the list we are going to do right now is Big Fatty! Big Fatty is not going on a cruise! Oh, yeah.
You know, any wish is possible.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it, y'all. Exactly. 2 weeks from today, Thursday, it'll be June the 5th. And y'all, Big Rudder will be driving from Fort Lauderdale up to Orlando to pick up Dr. Stone. And we are off to go enjoy our good days, vacation, and then later on to the Universal Studios and the Fort Lauderdale Big Freddy. I just can't believe it is just 2 weeks. You let go of your tongue, huh? Yes, Big Freddy. Can you hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Freddy. We hear it. We hear it. Y'all. As Big Fatty oftentimes does, y'all, I was off to the Vons East during my lunch hour on Hump Day, and y'all, they had several things on sale that, you know, Big Fatty mainly just buys the shit that's on sale, and I got Poodle a little special something. Big Fatty, and I cannot believe you did it. It's just lovely. And Squeaky Kitty and I have already cut a piece. Well, it's true, y'all. They had all the Sara Lee frozen desserts were on sale for 50% off. Plus, Big Fatty had an electronic coupon. I knew there's a reason you got it, Big Fatty, you cheap ass. Anyway, I got Poodle and Squeaky Kitty, New York style cheesecake. Big Freddy, I'll forgive you. Y'all, I got some strawberries from California, eh? And y'all, they had the chunks of Kraft cheddar, extra sharp cheddar cheese on sale, 2 for $5, plus I had a dollar coupon for that. Also when you bought two, so I got two of those. Y'all, the good chicken fingers from the Publix in the bag. They were on sale, so I got a couple of bags of those. I'd been out of those for a while. Y'all, the good Bayfren was on sale, 2 pounds for $10. Y'all, I must have 12 pounds of bacon in the freezer, but y'all, you know, that stuff doesn't go bad. No, Big Fatty, it didn't get a chance with you. Y'all, I got a bag of solid. I got me some ground chuck. I'm gonna make me some hamburgers. You know, I made those blue cheeseburgers a while back, and everybody said, oh, that sounded so good. Well, y'all, I decided I was gonna make some of those for Memorial Day and have it here in the Fat Cave. And so I got a pound of ground chuck. Y'all, I'm gonna make some nuts and bolts to take down to the G'days. Actually, I'm gonna give it to Vader, and he's gonna take it down there because he's driving. So I needed butter for that. Y'all, I got some crumbled blue cheese so I can make those burgers. Y'all, they had the green cabbage. Had a green cabbage on sale, so I picked up one of those. Y'all, of course, I got my fried chicken bazooms. I got a couple of pineapples. They were on sale. And, I looked old because I got the old person discount. I spent $57.48, and I saved $34.23. Yes, Big Freddy!
Big Freddy, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Freddy?
Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today, it's from that cat that I opened yesterday, y'all. It's from that Gus Chad, and he had sent three questions, so we're gonna do the second question today, and we'll finish up tamari with the third question. And Gus Chad or Chad Gus or Big Fatty, you're just confused on that. I am. His second question is, Burkhardy, what got you into podcasting? Well, first of all, Chad or Gus or Gus Chad or Chad Gus, first of all, thank you again for sending the questions in. And this is an excellent question. And I have answered this before, but it deserves revisiting because there are some new listeners. Big Freddy, don't kid yourself. I got into podcasting with old Veda over on the Little Fatty Cast. Years and years ago, Larry Cly was doing it with him, and then Larry Cly just decided he didn't want to do it, and old Veda asked me if I would like to do it, and I said yes, and on that show, I was just the pretty one. Big Freddy, that is my job on the BFO. Okay, it is Squeaky Kitty's job, too. Yeah, I see y'all. I got a couple of things here on my list that I thought I'd discuss with you. Y'all, when I was checking out at the Vons East earlier today, this gentleman was standing behind me, and he says, what do you do with your pineapple? I said, well, I cut it up into chunks and put some strawberries in there and just a little fruit salad. He goes, what do you do with the core? I said, well, I just throw it away. He goes, do you like iced tea? I said, I do. He says, a little idea for you. What I do is I take the core from a fresh pineapple, and he says I put it in a pan with the boiling water that I use to make my iced tea, and he says I just boil those cores for a little bit to extract the sweetness and the flavor, and then I dispose of them, and then I steep my tea in there, and it gives it just a lovely, lovely flavor. And I said, that sounds delicious. I think I'm gonna try that. So y'all, I'm gonna fix me a little pineapple tea for the Memorial Day weekend. Big Freddy, that's lovely. I wonder if it goes well with cheesecake. It probably does. Y'all, I've been listening to a couple of little shows, and y'all I know I'm probably going to be a fool, and that is spelled P-H-O-O-L, by axing this. But, y'all, I don't really understand. I was listening to the Joe Batant show. And y'all, the big liar, that Mike Lawson, his penis is named, the bar there in Oakland, the White Horse is named after his penis. Big Freddy! He was saying he went out to a bar in the San Francisco. So nice, I named it twice. He ran into his old friend with benefits, and the big liar and Joe Batanz, they discussed that a little bit, and then the big liar says, well, I don't remember who said it. He says, well, now is, maybe it was Joe Batanz asking me, is he a friend with benefits or is he just a fuck buddy? And y'all, I'm not quite sure I understand the difference in the two of them. I mean, to me, a fuck buddy is someone that you, and by the way, Miss Bacon, I know this is going to be very important to you to get this distinction. clearly a fuck buddy is someone that you mainly have sex with, but and a friend with benefits, I think, is probably someone that you might do other stuff with, but you kind of have sex with them also. But y'all, if that's the distinction, then what's the difference between a fuck buddy and a trick? Is a trick a one-time thing? Do you have to be a repeat customer to be a fuck buddy? What do you have to do to go from fuck buddy to friend with benefit? I mean, is it because it's not just wham bam, thank you, Big Fanny? Do you have to invite him to have cheesecake? Big Freddy, don't be giving my cheesecake away. Or do you have to go out and have dinner or a cocktail? I just don't know. I just don't know what the difference is. And if any of y'all have a strong opinion about this. I mean, to me, they're all just gentlemen callers, whether it's a friend with a benefit or a fuck buddy or a trek or, a mouth on the other side of a wall. Big Freddy, we don't need details. At the librarium like that, Gavin likes to go to. But anyway, so y'all, I just don't understand. I don't know what the distinction is, and where are the lines of demarcation? Big, Freddy, such a big word. Y'all, when I was at the Von Z's today, I was checking out, and y'all, first of all, the Von Z's, they always want to help you out with your bags. Big Freddy, you need some wrinkle cream for your bags. No, not those kind of bags. anyway, oh, y'all, that, of course, is the chicken. chicken mazoom. Y'all, I think they just want to get the hell out of the store. They just get the hell out. And sometimes I let them, and sometimes I don't. But y'all, they're always very insistent. Anyway, y'all, I was getting ready to head out the door, and y'all, standing right there was Miss Kitty. And I said to Miss Kitty, are you leaving also? You go, no, I'm just getting here with, and I said, I didn't see his favorite dancing girl, Olive. She must have been over in the olive oil section. Big Freddy, you're silly. We had a big hug there. You know, it was not a hand around the waist hug, y'all. It was a genuine hug. Y'all, I just realized when I was doing the coupon that I did not report on what the penny coupon was. And y'all, it's because I didn't get it today. I had my coupon with me, and y'all, I just pulled it out of my money clip and. I just left it right there because, y'all, it was the Von's East spaghetti sauce. And, y'all, as you know, those prepackaged spaghetti sauces, y'all, it's nothing but that high fructose cone syrup. So, y'all, I just set it down there, and I just said, no, I will not get it. I'll let somebody else's arteries harden. Big Freddy, I thought it made you fat, not maybe, anything, doesn't matter. The last thing on my list is, y'all, did you watch the PBS show, Mr. Selfridge? Y'all, Big Freddy watched it all season long, and, I just thought it was real good. I watched it last season and this season, and y'all. But at the end, the season finale was this past Sunday, and at the end they had a little documentarium about the real Mr. Selfridge, and y'all, it was just lovely. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. And y'all, you know, I hadn't heard from the number one fan of the BFO in months. It's just been ages. That's that Hat M over there in that Budapest, Mexico. And y'all, I always wonder, Hat M loves the different music. That Big Fatty has on the little show, especially the Cremacod music. And I was just wondering if he liked the music I play when I just kind of natter there in the background. And speaking of Hat M, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, that was Adam and Daniel from the Dubious Intentions. And Adam, tell me about Hat M.
She's a cover girl.
Oh, well, no wonder we hadn't heard from her. She's very busy.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.